This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Sin 90.7 and this is Get Serial with Elsie, Jim and James. Yes. I'm Cobb.
Take
as
that,
well.
Cobb.
Damn.
Let me just better. Sink away in the corner here.
And that last song there was the Randy, was it?
Yep, Randy.
The Boys Noise remix by Justice, who are a French electronic band. Would you call them a band?
Yes, a
I guess
band.
So.
Yeah. You can say outfit, or you can say
duo.
Duo? Could be a duo.
If they're not, a,
I think that could
if
be a
they're
duo.
Two people. When I think of French, I don't really think of electronic either.
Big time.
Really?
French, yep. So Daft Punk, obviously the most famous of them all. But Justice is another band that is sort of mainstream called Air, and they're a French electronic band. So it's big over there in France.
Wow.
It's interesting that particular countries have their, I guess, little niches.
Niche.
France is one of them. You don't know what the Scandinavian countries, Norwegian, what their niche is?
Indie?
Iceland, they come off
with a lot of
indie bands. Yep. But I think I was about to call it Norwegia. Norway come have the highest per capita heavy metal thrash bands in the world.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
That's their particular type of music. So, just a little fun fact for you Monday morning.
Awesome.
Yes. Cobb with the fun facts. It's good.
You need to take me on your trivia night, Elsie.
We're very lacking in the music genre, so I think we'll do well.
Chances, but anyway. Jim.
Yes. Now, over the course of moving, I find you lose your mind a little bit.
So you are moving to your new house in Point Cook.
Well, moved.
Moved? You have moved?
Done. Now.
Was it a hard process? I haven't asked you too much about this.
Yes and no. I mean, it was
had a bit of help?
Yeah. All the folks helped out, you know. We smashed it out over the course of a weekend, which was nice. But what I found, you lose your mind a little bit. And I found conversations just got weirder and weirder and weirder. Mm. And I had probably a private conversation with the missus, but I've told her that I'm going to run with this on air, so bad luck to her. But she's okay with it. Now, relationships often, you two both in relationships, I don't know if you've had the same discussion at any point, hall passes. Do you know what a hall pass is?
I've heard of the movie, but
so
I haven't seen it.
So basically, sometimes you might say to your partner, look, there's this one person that if one day they say to me they want to be with me.
Oh, like famous people.
You have to sit back and just let me go.
Yeah. I have an add on to this in the end, but keep going. Yep.
So we were discussing who each of ours was.
Yep.
Like, so I said to Gabby, I said, have you got one? And I'll have one. And if one day, for any reason, that they are keen on either of us, the other has to let the other go. And
can I ask, what's
let the other
rule?
Go, so, or like, it's not just like a night thing? Like a...
Well...
It's like a see you later.
I think it's just one night.
Okay.
One night stands.
So is it... So if this person was... to be someone famous?
It can be anyone.
It can't be... What? You can't be just...
It can't be like your sister or something.
Jeez, I wasn't thinking that.
No, as in like... Not...
What the heck?
Yeah, switch her off. Anyway...
Anyway,
Jim. So it can be anyone. Like, it could be, I don't know, it could just be a friend. Like,
could be someone famous, or it could be...
It could be anyone.
The milk lady off that end?
The milk lady.
It could be the milk lady.
I need to change mine. And the milk lady. Anyway. So, yeah, it could be anyone. So we were working out who it would be, who, if we had the chance, we'd have a one night with and go, yep, that was awesome. The issue we found is one each wasn't enough.
Oh, God, so you've got a list.
So we've each compiled a list of five.
Five? Are they all famous people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to have them half.
Yeah.
No, it's no point just some random down the block, you know. They may as well, if you're going to have five, they may as well be big.
Yeah.
So we've got five. So after our next song, I'm going to give you
the five.
The five for Gabby and my five.
Yep.
And just like to get your thoughts on who may have the better five.
Okay.
By the way, I just want to clarify, I meant Gabby's sister, not your sister.
Right. That makes sense.
Just to clear things up.
clear the air a little bit.
It's still weird, but...
Still is weird.
Not as weird.
Not as weird.
And we are talking hall passes on Get Serial this morning. Jim, you threw to the break just then talking about the top five famous people that... you know, if
wouldn't mind a night with
Chev, you'd get a free pass with agreement with your current girlfriend.
Yes, where she'd sit back and go, look, I'm okay with it. You know, that's good. So anyway, whose list would you like first?
Hers.
Okay then.
Let's roll through them because we've got a few of them.
Yes, so we've got 10 names to get through. So her list. She's got a couple of singers here to start it off. John Mayer.
Okay.
Not sure?
No.
Not a fan?
No, not a fan.
Ed Sheeran?
Oh, really?
That's what I thought.
He's not an attractive guy.
He's an ugly sort. Cop, you like these two? Scott Selwood. Here's my thought on this one. If you
the footballer from Geelong, yes. Scott Selwood, yeah.
If you're going to go a footballer, at least go a decent one. And the worst bit was it got worse.
Well on the weekend.
Tom Bell Chambers from Essendon. Now, he plays half his time in the VFL.
Yeah.
He's no good. And then the last one I thought was really weird. John Farnham's son.
What? I need to see a photo of him now.
Cobb might have to Google it for you. So his name is Rob Farnham, okay. I believe.
I'll get that up. As you list your five, Jim.
So my five. We'll start off Taylor Swift.
Yeah, don't agree with that either, but I just generally dislike her, so.
Anyway, can I just clarify to that John Farnham's son?
Right, I'm looking at him now. Yes. He's in a band.
He's I don't know.
He's 37 years old, which is older than I was expecting. Maybe that's him.
So I don't have to feel threatened by him.
I don't think so.
But the worst bit was when clarifying Rob Farnham,
me
missus said to me, she was always... keener on John Farnham, but realised he was probably too old, so his son...
She has odd taste.
Wow. She's with me.
Maybe she just prefers them to sing to her. Maybe that's what she's thinking for the whole past. She's just going
to... Maybe I'll have to start singing to her.
Very funny.
So my five. So I had Taylor Swift to begin with.
Yep.
Quite a good-looking type Taylor Swift. Next is... Now this one... It'd almost be like being able to say that me and someone have both spent a night with the same bird. Lance Franklin's missus, Jacinta Franklin. I'd be able to go, hey, me and Buddy can pull the same bird. That's how good I am. So that I'd be happy with that, be able to roll with that line. Who have I missed here? Anna Kendrick. Do you know who Anna Kendrick is?
Wow, that's a surprising one. Yeah.
I don't know. I watched from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
I watched that movie and thought, you know what? I think she's all right.
Yep.
Cobb's unsure.
Anyway.
He's deciding.
He's just thinking. Now, this one's left of field. And I don't base these decisions on looks, because that would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot more to a female than looks. I thought this one, just for the sheer fun that you'd have in this night, Rebel Wilson.
Oh, for sure.
God, yeah. That would be a fun night. Like, you would have stories for a lifetime out of that. It would be brilliant. So she makes the list.
Would you sell your story to Woman's Day?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And then get sued.
One turns out.
Got nothing to be sued for, so it would be right. I mean, last one, no one ever knows who this girl is, and she's my number one on the list. My celebrity crush, I've recently found out is in a relationship, and I was crushed by
this. Disappointing.
Rachel Platten.
I think I've heard that name before, actually.
The singer, do you know the song, Fight Song, I think it's called?
No, not ringing any bells.
We'll have to get the song and download it. She is my number one.
She's your number one?
Yep. So they are the five for each of us. I think I've got the best five.
Five is a lot. Like, I feel like that's quite a lot.
I feel like the chances are high that I could get one. Rebel Wilson's in town at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Just
give me a call.
Watch out.
The missus, I'll just sneak her out of the house for a night. And...
Oh, no.
So my partner and I have something similar, although I don't think we ever gave it a name. We were just talking about it one day. And his is, I've completely forgotten her name, but she's the actress that is on Game of Thrones as... Joffrey's wife, or like the what's her name?
Margaret. I think.
Margaret Court.
No. Margaret's the character's name.
Marjorie.
That's it. Okay.
Played by Natalie Dormer.
Okay, so that was his, and my partner's actually an actor. And,
so he's a chance.
He's in with the chance. So this is the story, right? He went for a part on, I think there's a TV show coming out called Picnic at Hanging Rock. They're doing a remake of it. And I believe that Marjorie, or whatever her name is,
Natalie, yep.
Is starring in it. He didn't know that at the time when he went for the part.
Sensational.
And he actually turned it down.
What?
And didn't know that that she was going to be filming the next session.
He has given up his one and only chance to. Yep.
He was so close.
Experience his one.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate to break it to him, but she does have a partner.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter because he might be hers.
Anthony Byrne since 2011, and this is something that I didn't guess whilst I was watching watching Game of Thrones. She's actually 35. That's a lot older than I was expecting.
Yeah, no, she is a little bit.
I found that doing my list.
But she's
this might seem better days. Anthony Byrne, I think.
Is that her partner?
Punching above his weight.
Oh. Big time. Oh, big time. This is
punching
he must
above
have a
his
great
weight.
Personality.
Look at the size of the head on him.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Poor guy, missed out.
Picnic at Hanging Rock in all good cinemas.
no idea when it's coming out. Like, probably a few years' time.
Feel for it. Poor girl. Missed his chance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss mine. Rebel Wilson. Yes.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.